From their debut EP, it's new music on the new Hot Country. That is Might As Well Be Me by Five Roses. Joining us from Five Roses is Zach and Jade. Good morning, gang. How's it going?
Good, you?
Excellent. You know what? I love the brand new song, and it's actually out today, right?
Out today. That's it.
Okay, now I've got to ask. It's Zach and Jade. Where does the name Five Roses come from?
So it's a landmark in Montreal. There's a building downtown Montreal by the name of Five Roses Flower. And I was working downtown, a couple years back. I think it was back in 2016. I happened to look out the window, saw it shining in the distance. We just thought it'd make a great name for a band, really, because it's so emblematic of Montreal. And it's also kind of a homage to our city that we just absolutely love.
You know, it's interesting where we can get our inspiration from, right? Simply walking down the road, you see something and go, I like the sounds of that.
Yeah.
It's crazy. Like, there's no real rule to what makes a cool band name. U2 is, I think it was just the name of like a plane or something, or like a bomber plane. It just stuck with us, and we just love the sound and what it evokes.
Now, you guys owe your launch thanks to a barber shop. Can you explain that story?
Yeah, because I'm a barber and a hairdresser too. Well, we met there because Zach came with his first band, punk rock band, at the barber shop because they wanted to take a photo shoot there. So I did his hair, and we talked about music. I told him I was a singer too, and we just started chatting. And then maybe 2 months later, he called me back. He was like, "Hey, I want to start a country duo. Would you be interested in seeing if our voices match well together?" I was like, "Yeah, sure, why not?" So we started to jam together, and it was the beginning of Five Roses. It's been 5 years now.
5 years, that's amazing. Now, Zach, from what I hear, as soon as you heard Jade sing, you knew right away, this is it.
Oh, yeah, I knew it right away. I mean, I didn't know, I knew she sang really well. I didn't know if our voices were going to jive well together, because you never really know until you try it. But mm-hmm. I saw her online, and on her auditions for The Voice here in Quebec, and she also had some videos of from her cover band, her voice, the energy that she has. It's amazing. It was amazing. I was floored. So needless to say, when I showed up for that first jam with her, I was pretty nervous. I didn't know if I
never knew that.
Stuff, Oh, yeah, I was nervous. Sure.
Oh, see, now the truth is coming out.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't think I ever said that before. So Jade, the cat's out of the bag.
We're chatting with Zach and Jade, Five Roses, and their brand new single called Might As Well Be Me is out today. Now, back in 2018, you got to share the stage with Brett Kissel, also Megan Patrick. How was that experience?
It was so fun. We had such a great time. They're such like nice artists, and they do such great stuff. So it was just such a thrill to be with them.
It was nerve-wracking, too, I got to say. I think it was like our first show. Hey, remember that was like our first show? We went from playing in front of like 20 people to 1,500 people. So it was nerve-wracking, but it was so much fun. I mean, talk about amazing artists and people to learn from,
Speaking of amazing artists, you guys are working with producer Dinick Dupel, who's worked with Emerson Drive, Tyler Joe Miller, and Matt Lang. So what does Dinick bring out in your sessions?
First of all, I mean, he just understands music. He understands, how to approach songs in a really almost practical way. When it comes to a duo, it's tough, you don't know, who's going to sing lead, who's going to sing back, what sounds best, what's the best way to go about a verse or a chorus. And the good thing about Danik is he's honest, he's just a really honest guy, and he'll tell you straight to your face, like, this doesn't sound good, this sounds good, let's do it this way, and not that way. And Jade and I are pretty, we're very good at taking criticism. So, if somebody tells us, like, listen, Jade, you should grab this chorus, or Zach, you should do this, and we're totally open to that. And he's also a French Canadian as well, so he understands that, we have little accents sometimes, so we work on that as well. And he's just been amazing from the start. He's just a great guy as well.
We're still dealing sadly with the pandemic. How has COVID affected your future and maybe your goals?
Well, we look forward to do shows again, because it's been a long time, 2 years without a proper show. But we're pretty confident it's going to come back and we'll be all together again.
You guys should plan something. We should do like a huge show in Prescott Russell with Hot Country 107.7 and Hot Country 92.5. What do you think, guys? I'm not putting you on the spot. I'm not signing you up right now, but, future consideration.
Sold. Yeah, that'd be so
sold.
Cool.
I'm sold. For me, it's a 45-minute drive. I can even bike there with my guitar on my back. So
Jade would probably pay money to see you on a bike, biking to Prescott Russell with your guitar on your back, I'm sure.
Yeah, down the 417. What? It might not be the safest thing in the world.
Hey, you do what you got to do for a live show, right?
That's it.
Chatting with Five Roses and their debut EP out this month and the first single, Might As Well Be Me. Guys, if people want to find out more about you and listen to some tracks, what website should they go to?
They can check us out on fiverosesmusic.com. They can also check us out on Facebook. We're also on TikTok. We're on Instagram. And what else did I leave out? Any of our networks?
Pretty much it, I think.
I think we're just not tweeting. I think we're not big tweeters.
You got to get on Twitter, okay?
We got to up our Twitter game. We're on it.
Five Roses and the brand new single, brand new music on the new Hot Country 92.5 and 107.7. Zach and Jade, thanks very much for your time. Loving the new song. Looking forward to new music from you. And Zach, time to tune up your bike and make a bit of a road trip, okay? Just be safe on the 417.
Thank you so much.
Thank you so much. It's really appreciated.